What if I say I'm not just another one? WMF. Oh.
Thank you. so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
She's the passionate one.
Oh yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want the money, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Thank you.
Got the chance. we used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Another one to believe. something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. Done and I'm on to the next one, done. I'm done and I'm on to the next.
Can't live without Medusa. And if there's someone you can just shove out, we'll do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Isn't it beautiful to see two people so much in love? Bare naked as two virgins hand in hand and hand in glove. But now that I'm far away, it doesn't seem to me to be such a pain to have you hanging off my ankle like some kind of ball and chain. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my Yoko. Oh no, here we go. Our life is one big fun. Oh no, here we go. It's Yoko sing my.
I know that when I say this, I may be stepping on pins and needles. I don't like all these people slagging her for breaking up the Beatles. Don't blame it on Yoki. I mean, if I was John and you were Yoko, I would gladly give up music genius just to have you as my very own personal Venus.
You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono. Whoa.
Thank you. rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Just try. drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Shop.
Call it impulsive, you can call it compulsive, you can call it insane. Oh,
open USA.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
91.5 WMFO Medford.